What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold, and I am solo again. sorry about that. Yeah, life happens. So, yeah, it's just me, guys. Just like the old times. All right, so last episode was the NBA preview episode, which I probably forgot to even post a link about, knowing me. I'm more than certain I did, but it's fine. It's out there. If you saw it, when you subscribe, if you saw it, I appreciate you. If I'm not, then hey, it is what it is. So we're going to do the NFL week seven recap. All right, so let's do a quick rundown. We had the Broncos and the Saints. Sean Payton returned to New Orleans. That was a Thursday night game. It was horrible, mainly due to the fact that the Saints had nobody. They had no receivers. Olave's out with concussion. Shaheed is out indefinitely, actually. He's on IR for sure, because he's out indefinitely, so he got to be IR. He's out with a knee injury. I think it was a meniscus tear they came out and said. I'm not 100% sure. I know it was a knee injury, though. The defense is decimated. Kamara came out today. He's been dealing with a hand injury. So, yeah, it's just a lot going on with the Saints. The Saints has got hit with the injury bug, like I said last week. With the Saints, it's really just a matter of they need to get away from the we one piece away mindset and just think about, okay, look, what can we do to move some stuff around that we have in order for us to, like, you know, work towards a future? Because right now it's like y'all are decimated, and the age is just gonna keep piling up. It's like you're losing years and years while people still have value. I know it's crazy to say that, but like, you got to get compensation while you can, because it's a short-lived league. You may not last long enough. So when the highs are high, you gotta sell high. That's just how it go. You gotta sell high. You gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them. You gotta know, like, it's just one of those things. So we'll see what happens with the Saints going forward. I think their season is pretty much done, though, because they've lost five in a row now. I'm pretty sure their season is pretty much finished. We had the London game, which was the Patriots and the Jaguars. The Jaguars turned it on in the second half and, you know, flooded the Patriots, which is fine. And like I said, it pushes my agenda further of us losing every game, which I wanted to be the case. Then we had the Seahawks and the Falcons, which, surprisingly, the Seahawks dominated the entire game. Like, their game was not even close. It was never close at all. Seahawks dominated pretty much from start to finish. It wasn't really much of a contest. I know they traded the leads. I wasn't even trading leads. I think they was playing, like, the Falcons were playing catch up the entire game. It just wasn't a good game for the Falcons. DK Metcalf ended up getting injured as well. We'll see what happened with him going forward. It was a lot of injuries this week. The theme of this week is injuries. It was a lot of injuries this week. We had the Titans and the Bills. Amari Cooper's debut with the Bills. It went pretty well for them. As well as it can go. We had Amari Cooper caught a touchdown. Keon Coleman had his best game of his young career, in my opinion. All that was missing from that was, did he actually score one? Let me look and see. I don't think he did. I don't believe he did. I think it was just, yeah, it was Ty Johnson, Ray Davis, and Cooper scored the touchdowns. Yeah. But Keon Coleman, he had 120, $125. He had a good game. I think that's more so a benefit of the Amari Cooper. Like, I feel with Amari Cooper being there, that kind of pushes everyone. It kind of pushes that receiving core to where it needs to be at. Because you have a one. You have your number one in Amari. Amari is the number one. That's your number one receiver. You can move Coleman instead of him being what people were saying should be the number one receiver, the number one receiver. He moves down to like more of like a two. Like, it's less pressure on him, you know, gets less coverage on him, whatnot. So moves him down to two. And then Shakir can go back to being like a pure slot receiver and be fine. Or you can put Coleman in the slot too, either or. And you'll be way better off than what you got going on right now, what they had going on previously with the receiving core they had. So I think Amari is like a huge, huge addition to that team. Even Josh Allen benefited from him. He threw for 323 and I think, what, two touchdowns? Let's see, one. Yeah, two touchdowns. 323. No, he still has no picks on the season, which is great. So, to me, Josh Allen has been having an amazing season. Like, he's very much so, like, you can see the maturity post-Diggs and everything like that. Like, you see the maturity in him and, like, how he's been playing. So, I'm very proud of Josh Allen so far this season. Like, he's proven the doubters wrong. I would say that he's proven them wrong. He's definitely proven them wrong. And we had the Bengals and the Browns, which the Bengals won 21-14. Nick Chubb made his return. He scored a touchdown, which was great. He had about 40 or so odd yards, something along those lines. He played a pretty good game. He played a good game for a comeback game. However, unfortunately, Deshaun Watson went down with an Achilles injury, so he's done for the season. Of course, pray for a speedy recovery. I know all what's been transpired with the Deshaun Watson thing with the cases and everything like that, and you know, I understand. Like, I'm against as well. Like the whole, like how that all played out, because I felt like it kind of like with him getting that contract, and kind of he got like he shouldn't have. I feel like the, like I said, we don't know what occurred and what didn't occur. However, I just feel like it's just, you know, it was just all just a bunch of things. I got my own feelings about that, but we'll dive into that on another day. We're talking about it. However, no matter how much people might make mistakes and everything like that, I believe in, you know, everyone has a shot at redemption. And I understand that, yes, like the accusations against him and everything that came out was like, you know, jaw-dropping, really, because I was shocked on it, because I was a huge Deshaun Watson fan. Not so much nowadays, but I was a huge Deshaun Watson fan. And even though all these accusations, because he settled them out, they got dropped. So I'm not going to, you know, be harsh and be like, he did it. Like, I'm going to keep my own opinions to myself on that matter. But even no matter that, I still don't feel that it was okay for the fans to boo, like when he was a cheer. Then they cheered when he got hurt, or did they boo? It was one or the other. They booed or cheered. Either way, I don't think that was right. Like, that was tasteless to do that. Like, the man is on the ground with a torn Achilles, a ruptured Achilles, and getting booed, and or they're happy he's out and all that. That's a bit much. I don't approve of that, because it's just sports. At the end of the day, it's sports. It's not life or death. It's just a sport. Like, I think people get a little too invested in sports nowadays with, like the fan bases get a little too crazy with things. So I just feel like, you know, it's just, you got to know when to not be, like, when to pull it back a little bit. Because I feel like that was a lie. That was a bit much. I didn't like that. I didn't approve of it. I wasn't a fan of it at all. We then had the Texans and the Packers. That game was interesting. Jordan Love is a very interesting player. He does a play that makes you like, wow. And then he does another play. He's like, what the fuck was that? I literally witnessed it in my own eyes during the game. C.J. Stroud has been having a very strange season, and no one's been talking about it. I wish Casino was on this episode with us so we could talk about it. But, yeah, he's been having a very strange season. I think we're going to dive into that. When Casino returns to the podcast next week, we're going to talk about that a little more in depth about CJ for sure. Especially what happens. They play this week. Yeah. Especially what happens after this week. So, because CJ's been kind of strange. I feel like he's been kind of off this year. I don't think he's having that great of a season. Jordan Love's proving me wrong. Even though he makes a ton of mistakes, he finds a way to win. So, I mean, I can't knock him. We had the Ass Bowl, which was the Dolphins and the Colts. Not much to talk about there. I don't get the hype behind Anthony Richardson. I think he sucks. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Tua comes back next week. We'll see what happens with the Dolphins as they shake back. Hopefully Tua can stay healthy. Pray he doesn't suffer another concussion. We'll see what happens with that. Then we had the game of the week, in my opinion, which was the Lions and the Vikings. Detroit won that game 31-29. It was an amazing game from start to finish. It was probably the most evenly matched game I've seen in a while. Like, if you look at the stat totals for that game, it could have went either way. It couldn't win it. You couldn't get more even than what they end up with that game because, let's see, the Lions had 391 yards. Minnesota had 383 total yards. Turnovers. Each team had one turnover. First downs, Detroit had 19. The Vikings had 16. Time possession. The Vikings had the ball for 30 minutes and 57 seconds. The Lions had the ball for 29 minutes and 3 seconds. Literally, you could not get any more, like, balanced than what this is for the most part. Like, you really can't. Like, it's just amazing how balanced this game was. Like, they both converted. They both had 10 third downs. Each converted 4. The Lions ran 56 plays. The Vikings ran 52. They both had 11 drives apiece. Like, Goff had 247 passing yards. Donald had 244. Like, it was the most evenly played game I've seen in quite some time. And it really could have went either way. It really could have went either way. It was an amazing game. I'm looking forward to those teams' second matchup because I believe they play again the last week of the season. And that's probably going to decide the division. That is probably going to be a Sunday night game that's going to decide the division. I'm more than certain that's probably how it's going to go. Yeah, they play each other again January 5th, which is the last game of the season. And based on how their season's been going, I am more than certain that game is going to decide the division. It's going to be a Sunday night game. It's going to be huge. And I cannot wait because if it's anything like the first one, it will be another classic. And I cannot wait for it. We also had the Eagles and the Giants, which was Saquon's return to the Big Apple. The Eagles shitted on the Giants in every way, shape, or form you possibly can, 28-3. Saquon ran rampant on them. He ran for 176, could have broke his career high, but he decided to sit out, let the young guys shine. That's very solid. I love that. Love seeing that clip when he told Sirianni that he was fine. He said, let the young guys play. Let them get some reps in. I love that. That was great. Yeah, and the Eagles, they look decent, but it's the Giants, so let's not go too crazy now. But they look pretty good, though. They did. The defense held up way better as well. So we'll see what happens with them. We have the Raiders and the Rams. With the Rams won 20-15. I'm going to talk about that. It's pretty much a slow burner of a game. I don't really have much input on that one. We had the Panthers and the Commanders, which the Commanders shitted on the Panthers 40-7. Total blowout. However, Jaden Daniels did get hurt. Jaden did get hurt, which possibly could put him out for a couple weeks. They say he's going to try to play this coming week, so we'll see. But that may put a damper on the Washington and Bears game that we were looking forward to, which was like the top two rookie QBs in this class going at it. We were looking forward to seeing that. So, you know, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. He might play, he might not. But either way, I feel like it's going to be a watered-down experience now because a rib injury is you never know with those. You never know. Then after that, we had the Chiefs and the 49ers. Not much to talk about there either. Both quarterbacks played horrible, but I don't care that the Chiefs won 28-18. It was just, both QBs played bad. They didn't look good. Neither QB looked very good. Purdy didn't look great. Mahomes didn't look great. I'm just going to be honest. Mahomes hasn't looked great this entire season, to be honest. Like, he's been kind of, which I still understand why a lot of people have him second on their boards for MVP right now. I don't understand why he, like, second in the eyes for MVP because, yes, they're undefeated right now. Yes. However, I just can't say he's like an MVP candidate right now. I just can't. The team is a Super Bowl contender, yes, but I don't see how you can say he's MVP though. I will put, he's second. Lamar's over him. I will put, as far as MVPs go, right now I would say that it's Lamar at the top. Gonna get to him in a second. Then I would say, you could either go Goff or Allen. For 2 or 3, you know, one of them. I say Derrick Henry is up there as well because Derrick Henry might break that 2,000 yards this year. Oh, he might get that. I don't know. It's looking like he's on track for it. He could possibly get it. We're going to see. But he can possibly get it. I would say also, I was saying Jaden, but I kind of can't now. So I got to hold off. And I got to see if he get, if he, this injury, like, prevents him from playing, you know. I got to see how that goes with him. So, yeah, like my three candidates right now, well, four of my candidates would be Lamar, Allen, Goff, and I would say Henry. Excuse me. I would say those like my four. If I had to pick a fifth is kind of hard to pick because a lot of teams is kind of in the mix with that's kind of decent. Yeah, I don't know who I would even say would be a fifth. I guess you could say Sam Darnold, but it's kind of like the thing with Mahomes. Like, Darnold's, the team is, well, now they're 5-1, I believe, 5-1. Like, the team is 5-1, yes, but, I mean, the defense is amazing, though, so I can't really put my stock into it. So, it's kind of like the same thing with Mahomes. So, I would just go with my four right now. I'm not going to go any further with, like, picking candidates because that's the only four I could think of that kind of jump out to me right now. So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just strange. It's just strange how they got that, all that hyped up and everything. And the 49ers suffered a lot of injuries as well. They're a very decimated team, like I predicted. I predicted before the season started that I think the 49ers, they're finally going to hit that injury bug season that most teams go. Because they had the first year of Purdy, they were fine, and Purdy elbow. It was his elbow. Had that injury, and they, you know, they lost against the Eagles, and, you know, whatever. The following year, they had everybody healthy. They played phenomenal. It's just that the Chiefs made one more play than they did, and that decided the game. It was a very interesting Super Bowl, a very long Super Bowl, but interesting. You know, they had a chance, and that was a healthy year for them. And I'm like, you know, I think they've been healthy for too long, and it's time for that bug to hit, because the injury bug always lingers around and always going to make its mark. And that's when, you know, that's what's happened to the 49ers this year so far. So we've had that occur. And they lost Ayuk. He tore his ACL and MCL. So he's got a long road for recovery. I pray he has a speedy recovery. Debo had pneumonia-like symptoms and fluid in his lungs. So he tried to give it a go, but he had to get out of the game. I think Kittle also had like an ankle injury or something of that nature. So Kittle ended up getting hurt. Yeah, it's just a lot going on with the 49ers as far as the injury goes. CMC, we still don't know when he's going to be back. So it's a lot going on with them. It is. It's a lot going on. Then we had the Sunday night game, which was the Jets and the Steelers, which was a blowout because it was a close game at first. The Jets were up, and then Russell Wilson knocked the rest off and took off and had a great game. The offense looked better with Russell Wilson. I know that's a controversial take right now with the whole thing. Like, you know, they were 4-2, and then you put Fields on the bench and let Russ start. But Russ was always the presumed starter for the Steelers. He was. He was always the starter for them. That's who was going to start game, like, week one. He was going to start. It's just he had that hamstring issue. So that would make Fields a starter. And yes, they won, but they weren't putting up points. So it's like, okay, we're winning, but we can win more in more convincing fashion, more dominant fashion to kind of give the guys a rest, you know, kind of take it easy. Because if we can get the offense going, the defense playing as dominant as they're playing, and we can add some offense to it too, then we're a whole different ball club right now. Like, we're a whole different club. So I like the move for Russ becoming a starter, like putting on Fields to the bench, because with Russ, you have a more consistent passing game with Russ. You just do. Like, with Russ, we have a more consistent passing game, which opens up lanes for the runners. So, because Najee Harris had a great game. He had a great game. Pickens had a great game as well. Even the other receivers got their fair share of targets and everything like that. So, it's really just a thing of, like, yes, they were winning with Fields, which is a great, it's a great problem to have. It's a great problem to have because you were winning with Fields. So, you know, if Russ goes down, you still have a shot because you have a quarterback that can manage the game and get everything straight. I'm not saying he's a game manager. You just have another quarterback that can manage, like, a workload. It's just going to look different because it's more of running than passing, so it's going to look a little different, but you can at least stay afloat and be fine. However, with Russ, you add the pass, a stronger passing element to your game plan, which, again, gives you opportunity for the play action. You can get some RPOs going. You can get some open lanes for some runners because you got to respect the pass. You can't just load the box up. You know, it gives you more – it gives more, you know – more nuances into the I think that's the proper term I'm trying to use. More like caveats, nuances into like the offense and anything like that. Give you more things to work with. So I like the move. I didn't have a problem with it. They dominated. They look good. I think they're gonna be fine. We'll see when they play a team that's a little tougher than the Jets, because the Jets are pretty much another team that's cooked at this point. So we'll see what happens going forward. Monday night we had, and then Aaron Rodgers also has a bunch of injuries going right now. So they say he has like a hamstring, a low ankle sprain, his back. It's all kind of stuff going on. People saw what Brady did with getting moved from the Patriots to the Bucks and winning, and thought that they could do that with other older quarterbacks. It worked with Stafford because that team was stacked and was designed to win for 1 year and 1 year only. The Jets, they're not that team. They're not. And that coach firing didn't help them at all either. So I'm not high on the Jets right now. I'm very low on them. I think they're going to probably, like I said, probably finish third in that division and not sniff the playoffs. I doubt they are anywhere near, like, competing for real with their division. Like, they're not. I don't see them making a turnaround. I don't. Oh, and it was also the debut of Devontae Adams. He was all right. Anyway, let's even talk about what he had going on. It's crazy, too, because he lost to the Steelers twice. Back-to-back weeks, like it's just insane. You can't make it up. Like, you lost with the Raiders, got traded, and then lost to them again. Like, I think that might be the first time in NFL history that's occurred. That's just insane. Then we had the Monday night matchups. We had two games on Monday night. We had one that was Monday Night Football that, you know, showcased on ESPN. And then we had the ESPN Plus streaming Monday night game, which didn't do great for ratings. Wasn't really a great game. Either it was a snooze fest. Kyler Murray had some big runs, and James Conner carried the load at the end, and that kind of was the end of it. The final score was 17-15, Cardinals. So, hey, Justin Herbert finally had a game throwing over 300 passing yards, which was great. Like, you know, cool to see him throwing over 300 again. We've been a while since we've seen that. Then we had the Ravens and the Bucks. That game was a complete blowout. Like, the Ravens dominated. The Ravens dominated for sure. They dominated. But we also had a lot of injuries occur as well. We had a lot of injuries occur in that game. We had Marlon Humphrey get hurt. We had who else was hurt? Yeah, I heard that game. Zay Flowers got hurt. Who else? On the Ravens side, those are two big ones I can remember for the Ravens side. Then for the Bucks, they lost all the receivers they had as well. They lost all their receivers. They lost Mike Evans. He caught his 100th touchdown. When he caught his 100th touchdown, the next drive, he went for a deep pass, dropped it, pulled his hamstring, didn't look good. He's out for about 3 to 4 weeks, which is tough for him because he might not get his 1,000-yard receiving. I think he got like 300 something yards right now, so he need like 600 or something to reach the 1,000-yard threshold. He won't have that many games to do it. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can get to that 1,000-yard season again, because that's what he's kind of been, Mr. Consistent when it comes to 1,000-yard seasons and everything like that. So we'll see. Garwin also was hurt. He's out for the season. He dislocated his ankle on a play on the last drive of the game. 10 seconds left. Was it 10 seconds left? No, it was longer than that. They were down 10. I'm sorry. They were down 10. He was still in the game. They could have. I mean, I get why he was in the game, because they could have scored, got an onside kick. A guy declared onside kick. Let's say that. And then possibly drove down the field for a game-winning field goal. They could have did it. Because the way it works now, you know, if you get an onside kick at the yeah, you kind of straight now. Like, nowadays, like, how things work with the dynamic kickoff, it kind of makes you, like, play the games a little differently now. So, you know, yeah, that, I mean, it was – I understood why they went with that, like, why they did it. Okay, when I game – when a game tying field goal, I'm sorry. I understand why they still had to start us in, but I – you got to just call it at that point. But I pray you had the speedy recovery as well. Like I said, this week was an injury-riddled week. It was just insane with how many injuries that occurred to big-time players at that. It was just amazing. It was not amazing. It was just astonishing how, like, this was the week that all the injuries just racked up and whatnot. I apologize. Sinuses, whatnot. Weather changes. You know how it is in the South, y'all. Warren's is down here. Y'all know how it works. So, that was with week 7. Week 8, we have a new slate of mashups. Of course, we have, let's see, we have every team playing this week as well. Every team plays this week. There are no buys in week 8 of the season due to the extra game. There's like 2 weeks with no, well, 3 weeks with no buys, really. So we have no buy this week. And we have a lineup of mashups on Thursday. We have the Vikings and the Rams. That's one. On Sunday, we have the... Well, I'm going to go ahead and do this all in one take. So, we have the Vikings and the Rams on Thursday. I think the Vikings are going to win that game. Probably a close game because of scoring reasons, but I think the defense of the Vikings is too much for the Rams. Even with Cooper Kupp coming back, I don't think that's going to be enough. And I think the Vikings are going to win that game pretty. It might not be like in dominance. The score might not show dominance. But it's probably going to be like a – it's not going to be a tough win for them. I doubt it. We have the Eagles and the Bengals. That's going to be the good one. That's going to be a good one. I think the Bengals pull it out. Very, very, very close game. I think the Bengals pull it out. Probably with a late field goal, late drive by Joe Burrow. I believe they could pull it out. Ravens and Cleveland. I feel that the Ravens are going to win that one as well. We have Tennessee and Detroit. Tennessee just traded Hopkins to the Kansas City Chiefs. That happened earlier today. I don't think that's going to do much for them, though. I think the Lions are going to win that one pretty handily. I don't think it's going to be close at all. I think it's going to be a very easy dub for them, especially with the Titans losing one of their top receivers. They lost. All they have is Ridley and Westbrook. Yeah, I just don't see them. The Titans just mess. And it's crazy because the Titans have pieces. They have so many pieces. And their defense isn't bad or anything like that. They just, I don't know. It's something about that team. They shouldn't have fired a coach. We have the Cardinals and the Dolphins. Tua makes his return. I think the Dolphins win due to Tua's return. Unless Tua gets hurt like in the first quarter again. I see the Dolphins win that one pretty easily as well. We have the Shit Bowl with the New York Jets and the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to win. I know the Jets are going to be favored, but I'm picking the Patriots. Not because that's my team. I just really think that Drake May going to finally get a dub. I just feel like it's coming. Let's see. We have the Falcons and the Bucks. Falcons got that one. The Bucks are decimated. I don't see the Bucks doing much else this year. I think this is how it's going to go, too. I'll get to that in a second, though. But, yeah, I think the Falcons are going to win that one. We have the Packers and the Jags. The Packers are going to win that one. But it won't be a cakewalk, though. That's going to be a very close game. It's going to be a close game. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk, people may think. The Jags have been playing better. Well, actually, I'm going to go and say the Jags going to win the game. I say the Jags beat the Packers this Sunday. The Jags have been getting that rhythm going. They've been getting better as the week's gone. The offense looks way better, and the defense been holding up as well. So I think they beat the Packers in a shootout. Probably might be a shootout, and they end up skating by. I think they count the catch 5. I think the Jags are starting to, you know, get it together. We have the Colts and the Texans. I'm picking the Texans. I'm not even gonna talk about that. We have the Saints and the Chargers. Something's telling me the Saints are going to win the game. It's like something's telling me there's going to be the Saints. But I'm going to go with the Chargers. But my heart says the Saints are going to win that game some magical way. We have the Bills and the Seahawks. Ooh, I got the Seahawks winning that one. Yeah, I think they're going to win. I think Josh Allen finally throws an interception. Finally had the turnover. I think Seahawks win that one. We have the Panthers and the Broncos. Bryce Young is going to be the starter because Danny Dalton had a car wreck, injured his thumb. I'm going to go with Denver because of the defense, and it's going to rattle Bryce Young. I'm going to go with Denver. Even though I would not be surprised if somehow Bryce Young had, like, the greatest game of his NFL career from sitting on the bench so long. Just to prove, like, I'm still good, guys. I'm still good. So, we'll see. We have Kansas City and Raiders. That's a trap game for the Chiefs. I'm not going to lie to you. But I'm going to go with Kansas City. Against my better judgment. I'm going to go with Kansas City. We have what would have been my game of the week, which is the Bears and the Commanders. I don't know if Jaden's going to play, but I think that Chicago's going to win regardless due to that defense. I don't think that the Commanders are going to hold up well against it. I think the Chicago defense is underrated in a lot of regards. So I'm going to go Chicago on that one in a close game. I think the defense comes up huge in the fourth quarter in that game and pulls it out. Now, if Jaden doesn't play, I believe it might be a wash. Might be a blowout. But if Jaden plays, I feel like it might be a closer game. If he plays and he's right, I think it's going to be a way closer game. There could be a toss-up, but I'm going to go with the Bears. I'm going to say the Bears. Then we have the What We Were game, with the What We Were Bowl, not who we currently are, with Cowboys and 49ers. Even though the 49ers are decimated, I'm going to say 49ers because fuck the Dallas Cowboys. That's the only reason I got for that. I don't have nothing to say about that game. Then we have the Giants and the Steelers for the Monday night matchup. I'm going to go Pittsburgh because Daniel Jones can't score. So that's not even a discussion. I don't care how many points Russ puts up if Justin Fields comes in. I don't care. The Giants not being the Steelers. I doubt it. I highly doubt it. All right, so that's this week's matchups with these games. It's coming up. Let me see. What was I about to speak on? There's something I wanted to talk about with one of these games, but I can't remember now. It'll come back to me. But let's go to the standings right now to see what's going on. So currently in the AFC, the Bills are leading their division. The AFC East, they're leading by. They're 5-2. The Dolphins are second at 2-4. The Jets are 2-5. And the Patriots are 1-6, last place. We got AFC North with the Ravens and Steelers both being 5-2, but the Ravens are on the tiebreaker currently. So they're one in the division. The Steelers are 2. Then we have the Bengals at 3. The Bengals are catching 5 with their normal run they go on around this time of year. They are 3-4. And the Browns are 1-6. The Browns might be a spoiler team going forward because Jameis might win some games. You never know. He might win some games. You have AFC South. You have the Texans at 5-2 leading the division. The Colts, surprisingly, are second division at 4-3. The Jaguars are 2-5, but they've been catching a little. They've been getting a little better as weeks go on. It only resulted in one win, but they've been playing better, though. I will give them credit. They've been playing better. The past 2 weeks, they've been playing better. Then we have the Titans at 1-5. That's just a mess with them. They need to get another quarterback. Will Levis isn't the answer, look like it, but I think it's more so coaching. But I wouldn't be surprised they wouldn't got a quarterback in this draft. Then we have the AFC West. We have the Kansas City Chiefs at 6-0, undefeated. We have the Broncos, 2-4-3. The Chargers are 3-3. And then the Raiders are 2-5. Chiefs are going to win the division easy. We already know what's coming with that. That's not even a shocker. Then we have the NFC. Then we have the NFC East. We have the Commanders at 5-2. The Eagles at 4-2. The Cowboys at 3-3. And the Giants at 2-5. The division is pretty much, in my opinion, is up for grabs. The Eagles might sneak up and win it. I wouldn't be surprised if the Cowboys somehow. That division is just weird. So I wouldn't be surprised if It's up for grabs. Anybody can win that one, except for the Giants. Excuse me, the Giants are probably cooked. Then we have, let's see what we have else. We have the greatest division in the NFL right now, which is the NFC North. The Lions and Vikings are both 5-1. The Lions beat the Vikings this past weekend, so of course they're number one in the division. Then we have the Vikings 2, of course. Then the Packers are 3rd at 5-2. And the Chicago Bears, who are on a bye last week, are 4-2. I really think at this point, due to the NFC South and with the Bucs sustaining those injuries, I wholeheartedly believe that the entire NFC North is probably going to make the playoffs. They're probably gonna be the playoffs. Now, last week I said how I think it's gonna be between the Falcons and Bucks with their last playoff spot, but with the Eagles getting it together in some fashion, they might sneak up and make a wild card, or they might win the division. We'll see. We'll see. So I think it might end up being the NFC North winning due to just tiebreakers and whatnot. I'm not sure. I really don't know. It's so tough to tell. But it's going to suck because one team in the NFC North is going to not – if one team in the NFC North doesn't make the playoffs, it's going to suck because, like, they've been so great so far this year. Like, it's been a great division. But we'll see. But, yeah, we have the Lions first, Vikings second, Packers third, and then the Bears are fourth. Then we have the NFC South, which has the Falcons at 4-3. And then we have the Bucs at 4-3 as well. The Falcons are currently 3-0 versus their division. So, of course, they're number one. The Bucs are 2, Saints 3rd, and Panthers are 4th at 1-6. The Saints are 2-5. Saints are cooked. They're cooked. They don't have any. It's just the injuries piled up on them bad. It sucks because they looked so great the first 2 weeks, and now it's just injury after injury for them. It just sucks. The Panthers never mattered. The Bucs got hit with Buku injuries as well this past week. Like I stated earlier, they got hit with Buku injuries. So the Bucs are in a tough spot too. The Bucs are in a tough spot because the Bucs might falter. So I think that the Falcons is literally their division to lose at this point. Barring anything catastrophic happening to anybody on their squad, it's literally their division to lose. Like, it's no reason why the Falcons should not win this division. It's no excuse now. Like, they are the clear-cut favorites to win this division, in my opinion. I don't see how they lose it unless they just fall off a cliff, which would be the most Atlanta thing to do, which is on brand for them, but we'll see. Then we have the NFC West with the surprising Seattle Seahawks, who are 4-3 leading the division. The Cardinals and 49ers are 3-4, with the Cardinals being second and the 49ers being third. And then we have the Rams at 2-4. They're last in the division. This division can go either way. It's pretty much up for grabs at this point, to be honest with you. Even though Rams could sneak up and win it, which was my preseason picks, but we don't know. We don't know at this point. It's up for grabs for sure, though. So that's the standings currently. I still feel like it's going to be a Ravens and the Lions Super Bowl. I still feel confident about that. To me, the Lions are clearly the best team in the NFC, in my opinion. Even with Hutchinson going down, I still feel that they're the best team in the NFC, and I think that the Ravens, I know that the Chiefs beat the Ravens. I know. But I feel like the Ravens are playing better football currently than the Chiefs. Even though the Chiefs are 6-0, I know people like, but they're 6-0, so how can you say they're playing better? I'm watching with my eyes, not just with the scoreboard. Like, I'm looking with my eyes. I watch the games I'm watching the actual games with my eyes, not just scoreboard watching or standings. I'm not just reading standings off for my health. Like, I watch the games too. And what I've seen in the past couple weeks, I see that the Ravens are slightly better than the Chiefs, in my opinion. It's like both teams are like each of them have their holes, they have their issues. Because the Ravens, their defense has been very much so bend don't break. It hasn't been that elite Ravens defense like we're used to seeing. It's been very much so bend don't break. While the Chiefs defense has still been pretty dominant. They've been pretty good. Underrated, in my opinion, too, which is crazy to say. I feel like the Chiefs' defense is a little underrated nowadays. I think you can take it for granted, like, how amazing, how impressive they've been over the past 3 years, I believe. But the offense, to me, is the problem with that, because the offense is kind of – it's still like – it's the kind of like it was last year with the we're going to do enough to get by. But I feel like that's going to catch up to them at some point, as long as the refs don't interfere. But I feel like right now the Ravens, with them figuring out – okay, we have Derrick Henry. We should run him. With them figuring that out, I think that changed the dynamic of the team, especially offensively, which I think it'd be more, it's more potent than the Chiefs' offense currently. So I believe that the Ravens got a slight edge over the Chiefs. But again, those are the that's the class of the AFC right now. It's the Ravens and the Chiefs. If you say anyone else, then I don't know what you're thinking of. Because the Texans, while 5-2, have not looked that impressive to me. And then with Nico going down, that also been a big blow for them as well. The Steelers are a fun team, along with the Bills. They're fun teams, but I don't know. They're dark horses. To me, the Steelers is more of a dark horse than the Buffalo Bills are. But, again, we'll see. The Steelers' defense is very much so scary. And if Russ can really keep adding – if Russ can continue to add his new passing element to that offense and they can keep rolling, I'll be scared of the Steelers if I'm on another team. If I'm in the AFC, I'm scared of the Steelers. I really am. I'm scared of the Steelers. Because the Steelers play the Ravens – in 3 weeks? Yeah, they play them the 17th of November, and then they play them again the week before Christmas, because Christmas is, yeah, the week before Christmas. Let me make sure I'm not lying. I might be wrong. Let me see. It might be the week of Christmas. Let's see. They played the Saturday. Yeah, the week before, because the Saturday, it's the 21st, and that's a Saturday. Yeah, okay. At Christmas is that following Wednesday. Okay, yeah, but those two games are going to be big for them. So those are some huge games today. I'm looking forward to that. So we shall see what occurs. Let's look at these standings real quick before I head out. I'm not going to go too long today. I'm not standing stat leaders. Derrick Henry. That's what I was talking about. Derrick Henry. So right now we're on week 7. I said. We're on week 7. We're going into week 8. Well, we just passed week 7. We're going into week 8. I'm sorry. And we have Derrick Henry, who has 873. He has 873 rushing yards right now. The next leading rusher has 667, which is Jordan Mason for the 49ers. Okay, so Derrick Henry. I believe Derrick Henry is on pace to break the all-time rushing record. I believe he's on pace for that. He's definitely on pace. It's just by like how close is he to getting to pulling it off. All right, let's see. He has 873. The current record is at 2,105 by Eric Dickerson in 1984. So Henry might be the first player to have 2,000 yard rushing seasons as well. Because he had his first one in 2020. He could have had another one, but he was hurt. So, I don't know. It's like he can definitely break it, y'all. He can break it for sure. Yeah, he can break this record. I think Henry might get it. If Henry could break the all-time rushing record in 16 games and not have the extra game, I think he might get MVP. It's a quarterback award, so I can see why they'll do it. But I feel like he's deserving MVP right there. That's MVP numbers. But, you know, Lamar going to still vote for him and whatnot, so I see why he won't. But I do think he's going to get Offensive Player of the Year. If he gets to the 2,000, even if he doesn't break the record, if Derrick Henry gets the 2,000 rushing yards for the second time in his career, he's most definitely going to win Offensive Player of the Year. Most definitely. It's not a question he's going to win it. I will only say that's MVP right there, because another 2,000-yard rushing season. If he breaks the record, I think that's MVP. If he just gets 2,000, regardless, Offensive Player of the Year, no question. Because he leads the league in virtually everything rushing-wise, he leads the league in it. Touchdowns, rushing yards, touches. I don't know about touches, but he leads the NFL rushing-wise in almost every category. So it's like, I think yards per attempt. It's all kind of things. Yards in the contact. He's dominating. He's dominating. He is a match made for heaven for the Ravens. That is the perfect team for him. He was meant to be a Raven. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm very interested to see how the season pans out. It started slow, but it's been a very interesting season so far. So I've been enjoying it. So I'm looking forward to what the what this week brings and future weeks. Next week, Casino will be back next week. It's just this has been a weird week between just life, y'all. It's been a crazy week. So, you know, gave my boy the week off. He need to catch up on some rest. He needs some sleep. So it's just been a crazy week for not only just him, just for both of us. It's been just a lot going on. So, you know, just trying to adjust and maintain. So with that being said, I will bid you all adieu. I'm going on a quick little vacation this weekend. So I will see you all again. We'll be back on Thursday. We're not doing an NBA episode again. I'm not going to be up for it. We got other stuff. I'm going to be out of town. So we're going to be back hopefully Thursday. Depending on how the work week go for us, we're going to see. We're going to see how the work week go for us. And if the work week fine, then we might can squeeze an extra episode. But we'll see. So make sure y'all take care of yourselves. Make sure y'all take care of yourselves and each other. Appreciate all the love and support. Always appreciate it. I love y'all. Take it easy, and I'll see y'all next time. Peace out.